The Nambucca State Forest stands as an outpost of unburnt coastal bushland in a landscape charred by the black summer that was. In the middle of the valley that was engulfed in flames, a section of native forest was spared, housing, as it turns out, one of the state's key koala populations. It has remained largely unscathed until now, when it faces a new threat, logging. Talia Kreft has the story.
After the most horrific bushfires in Australian history, we're now seeing forestry corporations logging areas where koalas are living, and it's one of the last koala habitats in the country. Like, they've got no other refuge. But if these trees get cut down, they'll walk out onto the highway, because the forest is in between two highways. They'll walk out on the highway and they'll get killed. They'll literally have nowhere else to go. And the actual forest is a part of the great Koala National Park. I mean, it's never been given the green light in the first place.
The New South Wales Forestry Corporation received an all-clear to harvest an area encompassing 140,000 hectares. This area of forest between Taree and Grafton will be part of designated intensive harvesting zone. The Nambucca logging site sits in the Goombangar Nation, and work here is already underway. Goombangar actress and custodian Sandy Greenwood says the damages of harvesting to cultural sites would be irreversible.
Yeah, they're deeply significant. They're like family. Like, in Aboriginal culture, like, our trees and our sacred sites and our water holes, they're like our family and our kin. It's like destroying a part of our family. And we've been taking care of country, and we've been doing ceremony in the forest since time immemorial. Hugely significant to us, and it's extremely emotionally distressing when, you know, when it's being desecrated through logging. Nonsensical and it's cruel.
Miss Greenwood has been channeling her voice through leading a Goombangar embassy camp to fight forestry corporations' plans.
Once the sacred site's gone, they're gone forever. They've been there maintained for 100,000 years, and a logging company can come in and wipe them out in one day. Once they're gone, they're gone. So the next generation, the little kids growing up now, they'll never be able to go in there and understand and see and feel what a scar tree is, to see a canoe that was cut out of it 50,000 how long ago, and the bush foods and the bush medicine, they won't grow again, and the koalas won't have anywhere to go. It's an unburnt rainforest. It should not be logged.
On June the 7th, mounting protests brought logging operations to a standstill for 5 days. This has marked the first time in 20 years for a moratorium to be enacted. The New South Wales Forestry Corporation said this is to allow Goombangar custodians time to work on their legal proceedings. Now activists and custodians have taken their case as far as the New South Wales Parliament.
I can't say too much more about that. We've got a very powerful legal team with an Indigenous barrister who specialises in land rights and native title. And we're currently in court proceedings, but I can't say anything more than that, purely because I've been told not to until we actually get to our next hearing. But we are very hopeful that we are going to make a huge impact and attempt to change laws.
A spokesman from the Forestry Corporation said that they have reduced their operations following the fires and that their low-intensity thinning methods are sustainable. Steve Dobbins is the Director of Timber New South Wales. He says ample evidence has demonstrated that the timber industry and koala populations can coexist. He's been a forest scientist on the North Coast for the past 34 years.
Koalas exist in low densities right across the landscape. It's been shown that sustainably managed timber harvesting in accordance with strict prescriptions that retain key feature species and are conducted in a mosaic pattern across the landscape have very little impact on koalas, and the work that is done by Brad Law for the Department of Primary Industry indicates that there is no significant difference between koala presence in areas that have been harvested compared to within national parks and even within algrowth areas of national parks. So these forests that are on the coastal strip of the North Coast have been managed and infrequently harvested for timber on a selective basis for 100 years or more. And the koala population happily coexists with that, because the people who are managing those operations and the people who are working in those situations don't go to work to kill koalas. They actually care about the bush that they work in.
Steve Dobbins, the director of Timber New South Wales, speaking there with Talia Kreft.